Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is Pat Foreman, author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles. Today is Fun Friday, September 28th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and you guessed it, living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer on this fun Friday. Do you feel lucky? Treats for chickens. Health and happiness for your modern backyard pet chicken. Healthy pet chicken basics. Non-toxic bug relief. Treats. Organic snacks and more. All created with your backyard pet chickens in mind. At Treats for Chickens, we treat your chickens well. Find us online at treatsforchickens.com or ask for us in your local farm and feed store or favorite pet shop. That's treatsforchickens.com. Snap Lock Chicken Coops, the American-made, maintenance-free, plastic hen house. With its double wall construction and adjustable ventilation, it's the perfect year-round home for your small flock. It will not fade or rot and is unaffected by rain, sun, heat, cold, or chemicals. The removable litter and nesting trays make cleaning a breeze. Every access point is lockable for maximum predator resistance. Snap-lock chicken coops weigh just 40 pounds and snap together in minutes. So spend more time enjoying your flock and less time building and maintaining your coop. For additional information, please visit snaplockchickencoops.com. Also available at mypetchicken.com, critter-cages.com, and chickensforbackyards.com. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for joining us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is another great episode of Fun Friday. You know the drill. Monday through Thursday, we welcome experts in their field to teach us all about different topics from backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living. Great episode yesterday with Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine. Man, freezing produce for storage. I learned a lot, and I hope you did too. Just to give you an idea of what next week is going to hold for us, it looks like on Monday, another great episode of Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown, also founder of First State Vet Supply. Tuesday, I have invited a beekeeper, a homestead beekeeper on. I haven't heard back yet from him. We've been trying to get him on the last two dates that we invited him. He was busy doing some education, actually once at an elementary school and once at like a community garden. He was doing some classes there. So he actively teaches and shares what he does as far as beekeeping. So hopefully we'll hear back from him, and he'll be able to join us this coming Tuesday, the 2nd of October. Everybody, we get a lot of requests for beekeeping shows, and we have them on occasion, so it's probably about time for another one. Wednesday, learn all about year-round gardening with GardenWise Living with Arlena. That's coming up this Wednesday. Thursday, yep, another chicken expert, Dr. Bridget McCray, PhD, poultry scientist, professor, and small flock specialist will be joining us. And then another fun Friday, just like today, where we give away lots of prizes from our sponsors. So not a whole lot of education today. Sit back, have a little fun, drink some tea, have a few, some tea and biscuits. While you have some fun, enjoy the chat room, of course, as it slowly but surely fills up. We thank you all in the chat room. If you're a guest in the chat room, thank you very much for tuning in today. We appreciate your presence. If you'll take a moment to register, either with Blog Talk Radio, I think you can even register with your Facebook account, Twitter account. You can get your own cool screen name like the rest of us have here, and then you can participate in the chat room and meet some great friends. A lot of great friends and connections and relationships have been made there in the chat room. So we hope that you'll join us in the chat room. If you're in there as a guest, we appreciate you joining us. So a little shout out to all the chicken ears in the chat room, as Pat likes to call them. Thank you very much for tuning in live today. I'd like to say thanks for all the other live listeners, and there are a lot of you that just can't access the chat room. Maybe you're listening at work. Shh, I'll be quiet. Maybe they're listening at work and don't want anybody to know, like their boss. So we thank you very much for tuning in. Or maybe you're listening and that's not a problem, but the chat room has been blocked by your IT department. We've heard some people that that's been the case. So we thank you all to the live listeners, and we thank the archive listeners. There's thousands of them, and we thank you for tuning in whenever you can, like the over-the-road truck drivers that listen to the show. Thank you very much for tuning in. The homeschoolers that tune in live and to the archive show that incorporate the show into their learning curriculum. You can learn a lot from chickens. My wife, as a career teacher, can tell you she uses, for example, gardening to teach every subject matter there is. She'll use gardening and hatching out eggs in the classroom and a bunch of stuff. So thank you to all the homeschoolers that listen to the show live, and a big, big, big thank you to all the feed and seed stores across the country that stream this radio show live every day, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to your customers. We hope that the business is good, and we hope you have a successful and wonderful weekend, and lots of patrons visit your store this weekend. So thank you very, very much. Also, to all the live feed and seed stores, you know, Chick Days is coming up. It'll be here before you know it. I know we're just getting into October, but a lot of the big companies are already starting to plan their Chick Days for next spring 2013. And my schedule, just like a lot of others, they will start booking up here in October, November for schedules and webinars and on-site events and educational presentations will start filling up. So all the feed and steeds that are listening live, if you would like to request an on-site visit and an event with a live broadcast and a workshop and an autograph session and pictures and autographs, a book signing, then you know, go ahead and start looking at the calendars and get those dates over to me via email. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net and get those requests in now, because I'm already starting to plan those as we hope to take delivery of this awesome tour vehicle, our camper, so we can travel the country a little bit more comfortable. Hopefully taking possession of that in November, by the end of the year at the very, very latest. And so we did not, I repeat, trying to, you know, kind of like Andrew comes on and talks about, you don't want to get tied in into debt and long payments and crap like that, living a minimalist lifestyle. So we chose and made the decision to go ahead and pay, pick the camper out, and then pay kind of like layaway. And then once we have it, it's all ours. No horrible monthly payments, no tied into anything. If we get in a bind, we can just turn around and sell it because we own it 100%, that type of thing. So what a relief it will be to ride down the road thinking, hey, we own this, no heavy payments on our backs if the times get tough. So that's kind of our goal. Maybe in November, maybe in time for the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy annual conference. We're hoping, but maybe not. Just depends on what other things we gotta spend our money on. So as far as baby food, which we make a lot of it ourselves, and bills around the homestead and little things we need here. So that's kind of the game plan. So but anyway. Folks, the who are listening live, the feed and seed stores, if you're interested in doing an event, please let us know as soon as possible, because our schedule will start filling up for the Chick Day schedule. So we hope that you can would participate. Also, we have webinars. So if Caleb's not happy, I hear him in the background. Maybe Jen's not getting his food fast enough for him on his on his tray. So, okay, now I've lost my my train of thought. Oh, webinars. Yeah, so if an on-site visit, paying for travel and gas and no hotel, but, you know, that type of thing, getting us out there and back and the event fees and all, if that's a little bit untouchable, then our webinars work fabulous. We do quite a few of those every Chick Day season all over the country. Where we'll set up webinars. You can see me live. You can hear me live. We basically would use like a Skype setup. Lots of folks have internet connection, laptop, a projector, put me up on the screen. Then it's pretty much the same as the workshop. I'm just not standing there. And so it's live broadcast can't place. But anyway, but we can still do those webinars and get those getting started with backyard poultry events in your store. So thank you very much. It is another awesome, fun Friday today. We do have some great prizes to give away from our sponsors, some Happy Hen Treats, some Chunky Chicken Caviar. We got maybe a poster or a mug or some I have to look and see what McMurray Hatchery has for us today. We got gift certificates to critter-cages.com, gift certificate to Stromberg's. We got gift certificate to Brensey, gift certificate to Solar Night Eyes, and lots of great prizes for you today, and we'll have a little bit of trivia as well. First thing I want to do is, for many, many years, we had a Chickens in the News segment, and then when we kind of revamped our schedule where we, you tune in, and after the introduction and our first commercial break, we do kind of some host chat with me and Pat when she's on, updates about the homestead and tour schedule and things like that, any events. And then we go right to the guest, and we changed it, and we go right to the guest normally around 12:15, so people who have maybe an hour lunch can at work and can only listen from 12 to 1 if you're East Coast. Then they can take advantage of the bulk of the guest segment. And then we said, well, we'll just move Chickens in the News till after that, which is fine, but it kind of just disappeared. So we're going to try to start cranking up Chickens in the News again, because I still get some emails. Hey, I miss Chickens in the News. It was always great. I can't get the news anywhere else. It's interesting. It's fun. It's educational. Makes you think. And it's just good entertainment. You know, Chickens in the News. You can't get it anywhere else but here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So we'll kind of start that segment back up on Fridays. It'll take place about now, 12:15. And then after Chickens in the News, we'll get to giving away these awesome prizes. During the week, we'll go to our Chickens in the News segment after our special guest segment when we do all the great guests and education on many different topics. So that's kind of what we're going to do. If you follow us and are a fan on Facebook, then you know that we post a lot of Chickens in the News articles that we get sent to us. on our Facebook page. So we've got that going on. So the first one I'll read about, and I post two this morning, and it's basically about a hedge fund manager who obviously has made a boatload of money. A hedge fund manager over in Britain, and he is building an ultra lavish mansion for his chickens. In fact, he's spending £150,000, which converts, I did a conversion this morning on that, $241,998.32. Based on today's exchange rate, the pounds versus the dollars, he's, again, city banker to build a chicken coop for $241,998.32. Yep, that's what we're talking about. Let me read this article to you, and of course you can follow along or check it out later on our Facebook page. A city banker who made a fortune from the credit crunch is splashing out more than 150,000 pounds on a chicken coop at his country mansion in the Forest of Dean. Hedge fund manager Crispin Odie is to erect a Palladian-style hen house complete with stone columns, English oak windows, and topped with an anthemia monument. Okay? The colossal coop stands at 16 feet high, covers 775 square feet, taller than a bungalow, and roughly the size of a typical two-bedroom flat. Okay? Mr. Odie, 53, hired a top team of London architects to design the property, which will be made from an estimated £130,000 of local sandstone, which is probably about $200,000 worth. The building will replace a dilapidated warehouse at Eastbach Court, his grade 2 listed home in the village of English Bricknor. Mr. Adi hit the headlines in 2008 after paying himself £28 million as Britain slid into recession by successfully predicting the credit crunch. Plans for a new chicken house were originally approved by Forest of Dean District Council in 2010, but Mr. Odie then applied to make the building 30% bigger. It will be positioned 115 feet from the nearest road. The coop, which measures 23 feet 11 inches wide, so it's 23 feet 11 inches wide and 32 feet 5 inches long, is topped with a decorative anthemia set atop hand-carved stone pillars. It was designed by Smallwood Architects in Chelsea, West London, which normally works on multi-million pound dream homes. The building was designed to blend in with the main house and not mock the nearby listed building's historic features. Even the doors will be painted Hague blue to match the doors around Eastbach Court, according to the plans. Planning officer Anne Welsh conceded that the design could be considered rather grandiose for a chicken house, but the design and quality of the materials used would be in keeping with the listed property. She wrote in a report, "The chicken house is an individual and unique structure within the landscape, and these materials will ensure that its character and appearance is enhanced. It is therefore judged that the proposal will not cause any harm to the setting of that listed building or the visual amenities of the surrounding area, outstanding natural beauty. The plans have now been given full approval, which means construction can begin with immediate effect." Mr. Odie was once married to media mogul Rupert Murdoch's eldest daughter of Prudence. And that explains a lot. He runs the hedge fund Odie Asset Management, which controls around £4.5 billion worth of assets. So there you go. That's part of our chickens in the news. City banker to build $250,000 chicken coop. How about that? Let's see what's going over here and see some of the comments in the chat room. I can already see some comments about, you know, hey, ours was constructed with 100% reclaimed lumber, cost us about $200 in fencing. He has more money than he has since. Oh, my goodness gracious. So there you got it. Okay. Let me see here. Lots of people are agreeing. He has more money than he has since. So, hey, at least at least you can say, so, you know, like we mentioned on Monday about the lady that said that was relating backyard chicken keeping to third world countries and telling Joseph Pond to move to Mexico if he wanted to keep chickens. This may be a good article to send her. At least that's my two cents worth. So, see what we got here. More chickens in the news, of course. We got one more story I said I was going to share with you. And this one's very interesting. This came out, I saw this on the wire last night. So I put breaking news. It is a recent story as of yesterday. And, of course, this has been going around for a little while. It's not breaking brand new news. We've heard of this and this kind of studies before. But this comes to us from Science Alert. Science Alert. From Australia and New Zealand. Okay, this comes to us, Science Alert, from Australia and New Zealand. Here's the headline. Hens prefer secluded nest boxes. Hens prefer secluded nest boxes. A study of the welfare of caged production hens has recommended chickens have access to a nest box to lay their eggs without being disturbed. Okay? This will be interesting for all the commercial chicken coops that don't have nesting boxes. They just basically lay, and then the egg rolls down onto a conveyor belt, and it's swifted away so they don't have time to step on it or eat it or peck it or anything like that. But a study of the welfare of cage production hens has recommended chickens have access to a nesting box to lay their eggs without being disturbed. Researchers from the universities of Sydney and Melbourne observed hens in larger multi-bird furnished cages and measured corticotazone, a stress hormone, level in their plasma and egg over the course of four experiments, the largest using 112 hens split between cages with and without nest boxes, found that those hens with access to a secluded, darkened nest box had lower corticosterone levels during the time they sat down to lay their eggs. University of Sydney senior lecturer Greg Cronin says this is because hens are evolutionary driven to see as many chicks reach maturity as possible and prefer somewhere they won't be interrupted. They tend to find a spot where they're protected and safe, so their eggs have got the most chance of hatching, and therefore they can reproduce, he says. The birds that are the most relaxed are the ones that can sit for longer. Ah, nice and relaxing. However, while 71% of hens preferred to lay in the nest box, those unable to do so did not have higher corticosterone levels while they were searching for somewhere to lay. Contrary to existing thought that pacing was a sign of stress and frustration. The researchers wrote that welfare assessment outcomes can often be more influenced by public attitudes or political lobbying than evidence-based information. When the EU measures hen welfare in cages, they're not measuring psychology. They're measuring their interpretation based on a score, Dr. Cronin says. While she questions the real ability of corticosterone to actually measure the welfare of chickens in cages, Murdoch University senior lecturer Trish Fleming says larger furnished cages with darkened nest boxes are the ideal environment for commercial hens, as they have the space to fulfill most of their natural functions while still being controlled and protected. She says while the public is being told free range is best, there are significant problems with feather pecking and cannibalism in free range. The incidence of injuries is extremely high. As a consumer, I'd like to buy free-range eggs, but I'm also aware that the welfare of those animals is possibly not better than if they were in a cage, Dr. Fleming says. Farmers very often don't have a large say in what's going on, but they have the closest and best experience with what works on their farms, and sometimes responding to public demands means they have to act really quickly and not always have the capacity to deal with it. Dr. Cronin says he is now researching the welfare implications of feather pecking and cannibalism in free-range environments. So I had posted this yesterday evening on my Facebook page, and of course I had to add a little note after the title, and of course that was no, I still have no plans to put curtains on my nesting boxes, because we've seen and I've got some friends and I've got some acquaintances on Facebook that have claimed and have posted pictures of curtains that they have made for their chickens' nesting boxes to give them a little privacy and a little darkness and to make them feel comfortable and content in their nesting box while they lay. And but I still have no intentions of sewing and making or purchasing and or installing curtains on my nesting boxes. You heard it here first on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Already getting lots of topics. That's one reason why I like Chickens in the News. It gets people yapping, gets people talking, gets people thinking, and you get to hear a lot of the great comments and opinions in the chat room. So I do like it, and I've missed it. So we're going to start trying to incorporate Chickens in the News segment again every day here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We do post a lot on Facebook, but we haven't been really having our Chickens in the News segment on a regular basis here. So we'll start doing that along with our guest segment and our prize segments on our radio show. So very interesting. A lot of great comments in the chat room, and we appreciate it. Now, in case you were wondering, talking about free range, when you see free range on the package at the store, on the egg carton at the store, see it most, and again, trickery and advertising, just like if you go, there's some particular ribs that we like to buy, and on the rib package, it says, produced without any added hormones. Well, or I guess on chicken packages too, it'll say produced without any. Well, it's completely against the law. Not saying that that's going to stop anybody, but it's completely against the law to use any hormones in producing chickens, meat chickens. So when and the company knows that, so they're adding that on there, no added hormones, and then, well, yeah, because you're not allowed to. But they're using that as an advertising ploy to get you to buy that, thinking, this is special chicken. It has no added hormones. Well, either does that one or that one or that one or that one, because it's legally not allowed. So it's kind of one of those things where you see that and you think, oh, this is special chicken I'm feeding my family. No antibiotics and no added hormones, because it's not allowed. But they put that on the package to make it look really great. Just like when you go buy eggs and it says free range, I guarantee the majority of Americans, when they see free range, or cage free, that basically what that means is the chickens have access to outside. It does not mean that they all are, you know, most people think, ah, free range. They see a little cute red barn with a silo, beautiful pastures with, you know, tall grass and tiny little yellow and black flowers growing out in the pasture, and these happy little Rhode Island Reds just hopping through the grass eating bugs and insects. That is what the majority of people, I think, in America think when they see the package on the eggs, free range. Okay, that doesn't mean anything. Cage free basically means you have a big, long commercial house, no cages in it, and then you have 50,000 chickens on this floor in this house, and that's why they have the increased, and this is true statement studies, we've had them on the show, we've questioned them about it, and you ask anybody, they have an increased death rate if they do free range, according to the definition, than if they did cage layers, because of the cannibalism and the pecking and the disease from the pecking and the maintenance and that type of thing. So it's not free range like I just described with the red barn and the little yellow and black flowers and the tall grass and the rolling hills. No, it is one big long hen house, most likely maybe a dirt floor, maybe some shavings on it, stuffed with a bunch of chickens, and they just are not in cages. So they're fighting with each other. They're trying to maintain pecking order, which doesn't exist. And they've got injuries and illness and all that kind of stuff. Okay. And then, of course, cage-free, free-range, they have access to outside. So there might be a tiny little door on the very, very end of this long 300-foot chicken house with a concrete pad and some fencing around it. And if the birds choose to go outside, out that little door, and stand on that little concrete pad with a fence around it, then they are now free range. So it's horrible advertising there, folks, and it's just what you got to, you know, buyer beware. So in case you were thinking when I mentioned in the article that they're saying free range has an increased death rate and increased pecking and increased all this stuff, I don't want you to think that they're out on the pasture raised, and having those type of issues. These are, again, they're still confined in this one long hen house, commercial hen house, and there's 50,000 birds in there. Not so. Just wanted to tell you a little bit about that, in case we had a listener that wasn't sure about what cage free and free range meant on most of those egg cartons you see in the store. All right, that's going to wrap up our Chickens in the News segment. Let's give away some prizes. Let's have some fun here. Okay, I've got some trivia questions lined up, and hopefully there'll be some good ones. We had so much fun. I can't remember if it was last Friday or the Friday before, where we had really fun and we got a lot of feedback. Famous movie quotes trivia. So we've done chicken trivia, we've done movie trivia, we've done quote trivia, we've done Americana trivia, all tons of trivia here on Fridays, trying to keep it fresh. But we had so much fun doing the movie quote trivia that I thought we'd go ahead and do some movie quote trivia again. So if you're new listening to us, let me kind of explain how this works. We have a call center. We have basically a switchboard. It has 50 lines on it, basically 50 open phone lines, so we can take 50 callers at a time. And so I'm going to go ahead right now. Don't call in right now because I haven't even asked the question yet. But I want everybody listening, if you're going to participate in the contest to win some great prizes, go ahead and write the number down. I'll still say it throughout the show. I always do in case we have listeners that come in late. But go ahead and write this number down. It's 347-637-3237. Okay, 347-637-3237. Okay, that is the call-in number. What I will do is I will ask the question, or I will read the movie quote. If you know what movie the quote is from, then you'll go ahead and dial that number and call in. When you call in, you'll probably hear a young lady say, "To speak with the host, please press 1 now." And if you want to participate, if you're calling in for the contest, press 1, okay? If you're just calling in to listen today, that's fine. Don't press 1. You'll just be kind of hanging out in one of the call banks. But if you call that number and you're calling in to try to win, press 1 when instructed to do so. I will go down to the winning caller, which let's say is caller number 12, okay? I'll bring you live on the air, and I'll say, "Caller calling in from area code 123. You're live on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from." "This is Susie from Tallahassee, Florida." Okay, great. What is the answer? What movie do you think that quote's from? And if you win, great, you win. But you're not done yet. To claim your prize, and we've had people that have not claimed their prize and then they don't get it, you've got to send me an email. Okay? You can write this down too if you feel lucky and you think you're going to win today. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Easy to remember, just kind of long. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And the way it works is in the subject line of the email, you're going to put your prize. So if you win some happy hen treats, in the subject line, you'll put happy hen treats. Okay. And then within the email itself, we'll need your name, your shipping address, your phone number, and then please type in your email again, okay, under your phone number. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email.
Okay, and then send that to me, and then we'll get that prize out as soon as possible. Some prizes ship out, and they're very quick to get there within a week. Some may take 30 days. Some may take up to 6 weeks, depending on where they're coming from. So if you haven't received a prize after 30 days, then contact me and please let me know, and I will check on it with the sponsor who provided the prize. So pretty simple. Also, one last little rule. If you've won said prize in the last 60 days, you are not eligible to participate in that particular contest. So let's say you've won some Happy Hen Treats in the last 60 days, and the first contest we're going to give Happy Hen Treats away, you're not eligible to call in and win that. Okay? They will know when they enter your information in the computer to go ship it to you if you've won in the last 60 days. Okay? But let's say the next prize is some chunky chicken caviar, and you haven't won that, well then guess what? The next contest you are eligible, and you can call in and try to win. Also, if we have a lot of people that call in, and then once the contest is over, they don't hang up. They just kind of hang out and listen, waiting to press one again, or hopefully they'll automatically be in spot number, say, six. I'll clear the switchboard if I see a lot of people doing that, because the switchboard tells me by your number how long you've been on hold. So if you call in to win the first contest, okay, And then we have a winner for that contest, and it wasn't you, and you're still staying there with one pressed, and you're sitting there in the queue, and then I get ready to pick the next caller and start the next contest and read the question, and I see that there's four people in queue that have been on hold for 15 minutes. Well, then I know that you didn't just call in or hang up and call back in because you hadn't been on hold for 30 seconds when the contest started. You've been on hold for 15 minutes trying to sneak into that spot by not hanging up and calling back in. So I will hang up on everybody. Declare the switchboard. Just to make it fair. It wouldn't be fair to the others, right? Not trying to be mean. Trying to be fair. Okay? So that's pretty much the little rules that go along. Typical radio show contests. And we'll give a few prizes away today, and we'll see who can win. So remember, if you've won that particular prize in 60 days, you're not eligible. So let's go ahead and have some fun. Let's see. Let me see who all is in the chat room. See if let's have some fun here. Maybe try something. Walter, we missed you yesterday. Walter, where were you? We had Dragonflyer called in from Joyzy, and we missed you because we were like, hey, how you guys doing? How's you guys? And I asked, in fact, yesterday if Walter was in the chat room, and you weren't. That's okay. Ralph was there. He remembers. So let's see. Let me see who else we've got. I don't see Jessica in the chat room. Let's see who else we got. Carmen's in the chat room, but she's not participating too much. She's got a little sleepy head next to her name over there on the right-hand side. Hey, Sweet Potato, are you listening? Yoo-hoo! Sweet Potato, stop canning the green beans for a minute. Come over to the computer. Oh, my goodness, Walter. There you go, Walter. Yep. How you guys doing? Okay, there's Carmen. Yep, Sweet Potato, depending on how she logs in. So I'm going to type in a question here for you, Carmen. Hang on just a second. There you go. There's the question. Yeah, I'm looking through my romper room mirror again. I see Andy, and I see Joni, and I see Karen, and I see Lisa. She never did call my name, that little wench. There I was, 4 years old, 5 years old, watching romper room, and waiting for her to call my name. And I see Karen, and Johnny, and Steve, and I don't know how many times I watched that growing up, waiting for her at the end of the show to say, and I see Andy. And she didn't. Little winch. Okay, Jessica's on the phone listening. Can't get in the chat room. Understand that. Very good. So, okay, I'm waiting for a response. Carmen, you want to be my co-host for today? How entertaining would that be? All you got to do is call in. I'll bring you live. You can be my co-host. And then there's little man. Hey, buddy. And we'll have you pick the winning caller for each contest. How about that? So, She says, no way. No, come on, you can do it. Don't be chicken. Don't be a chicken. Come on. Do I hear a yes? Do I hear a yes? A little conversation between us on occasion, in between the episode, in between the contests. You know, you can pick the number. winning call instead of having to go into the chat room. Nope. Okay, we know. Okay, everybody, right now, Sweet Potato, Carmen, everybody, all at once. Oh, that's funny. Ooh, Walter. Do you see that comment, Carmen? If she sounds as good as she looks, it will be a Friday treat. Alrighty then. I didn't want to embarrass her. I wanted to come on live. Oh, my goodness. Let me see who else we've got here. So Carmen didn't want to do it. Okay, I guess we'll just get the winning callers from the from the chat room. That'll be fine. I can deal with that. That's funny, Walter. All righty, so let's go. We'll take somebody in the chat room. Go ahead and post a winning caller. Remember, we have a phone bank of 50. Oh, me. Okay, what did I miss? Hang on just a second. Let's go back. He didn't notice that I've been missing for most of the past month either. Hang on just a second. Let me stop this thing from scrolling. I didn't see nothing. Oh, well. Okay, not sure what that means. Poet's wife. That's okay. And you asked when we were getting up to Nashville again? Not sure right now. Not sure. Okay, let me get this thing scrolling again, see what I missed. There we go. Yep, Walter's a mess. Amen to that. One day, me and Walter, our paths will cross, and I'll steal the keys from his Bronco. Or not his Bronco, his Blazer. Okay, I think we have caller number... I think we're going to go lucky number 7 to start off with. Let me get over here, and I'll read... I will read the thing. So here we go. Just don't call in yet. I'll probably clear the switchboard here in just a minute. Okay, I had one here that was pretty funny. Let's see if I can find one. Okay, here we go. Here's our first movie quote. pretty popular movie here. Looks like it was from year 2000, so it's about 11 years ago. I can't believe this came out 11 years ago. Seems like it was yesterday. Okay. So call number 7, 347-637-3237. Let me go ahead and give you the prize here. We're going to do some Happy Hen Treats. Some Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. Happy Hen Treats. Mealworm Frenzy, 3,250 mealworms per package, give or take. And that is, of course, from our good friends over at Randall Berkey.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Alrighty, so we got some happy treats. Christmas Chick was asking, what did I miss? What did I miss? I was on the phone. I'm so sorry, Christmas Chick. We tried to call you. We got a busy signal. We were giving away a chicken coop today. And we called your phone, called your number, and it went directly to voicemail. So I'm sorry, Christmas Chick, you were going to win an awesome brand new chicken coop, but we tried to call you and tell you you're one, but you didn't. So I apologize about that. We'll have to give the chicken coop away to somebody else on another day. We apologize for that, but of course, as a consolation prize. For being the Christmas chick.
Bye.
you go, Christmas chick, just for you. All right, so caller number 7, 347-637-3237, okay? If you know what movie this famous quote was from. Here we go. I had no idea you could milk a cat. Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples. I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me? There you go. What movie is that from? 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. What funny movie is this quote from? I'll read it one more time. I had no idea you could milk a cat. Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples. I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me? Alrighty, what movie is that from? 347-637-3237. Caller number 7. Win some Happy Hen treats from Randall Berkey. Also, you get a 10% off your entire order at Randall Berkey. So if you're needing something, they got it. Either on their website, give them a call, mention the coupon code WHISPER. You'll get 10% off your entire order. How cool is that? So don't post the answer in the chat room, but just put a yes if you think you know what movie that's from. Yes, 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 yes. And I would have known that even if I didn't have the answer right in front of me. yes, and on hold, Midnight's 1965. Haven't seen you in the chat room in a little while, Midnight's. Where you been? Okay. No, I can tell you right now, it is not Of Mice and Men. at least I'm pretty sure. All righty. Happy Hen Treats, Mealworm Frenzy, 3,250 mealworms per package, shipped right to your front door from Randall Berkey. Okay. Go over to the switchboard. Lots of people think they know this. Looks like a Christmas tree over here. Haven't won any Happy Hen treats in the last 60 days. You're eligible, so we're going to the phone lines right now. Lucky caller number 7, calling in from area code. Ooh, it's quite loud. 602, you're on the air. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
This is Kevin from Phoenix.
Kevin from Phoenix for some Happy Hen treats here. What movie is that famous quote from?
I believe that one's from Meet the Falkers.
Okay, let me get in the chat room. We'll have them decide. If Pat was here, she would give it to you. Okay, some people are saying nope in the chat room. Some people said yep. Someone else said nope. I'm gonna have to be technical here and pass on that. That's not the answer that we had here. You're close, I think. I think we all know what you mean. But it's not the official movie title, so we'll have to go to the next. That's why you don't hang up. Everybody that just hung up because it wasn't you, if they get it wrong, then we go to caller number 8. You could have been caller number 8, but you just hung up. And so now you're not caller 8 because you hung up because you thought he was going to get it right. So that means we got to go to caller number 8. Caller number 8, you're live on the air, calling in from area code 510. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Oh, it's me, Midnight's. I'm in Midnight's. Fremont, California.
Yay! Okay.
Yay,
what,
I didn't hang up.
You didn't announce it. What movie was that famous quote from?
Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents. Alrighty, congratulations. You've won some Happy Hen treats from Randall Berkey. See, that was close. It was the Falkers, and I think there's another movie later about that with that name incorporated in the movie title. But the original one, Meet the Parents, in 2000, that was that quote was from. So you're very, very close out in Arizona, Phoenix, I believe they said. But you can try back because we're going to give away some more here in just a second. So congratulations, Midnights. Thank you very much for tuning in. We've missed you in the chat room. Remember to send me that email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer at chickenwhisperer.net, and then put Happy Hen Treats in the subject line, and then name, shipping address, phone number, and email in the email itself. Type that email address below your phone number. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Happy Hen Treats in the subject line. Get that over to me, and we will we'll get those prizes out to you as soon as we get that over to Randall Berkey. All righty, let's give away another package of Happy Hen Treats. Mealworm Frenzy from RandallBerkey.com. You got to love it. Yep, Kevin, you'll get the next one. No big deal, as Tater Farm says in the chat room. And thank you very much for trying. Tricky, 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 as Linda says in the chat room. All right, let me see if I can find another one that'll be fun here. Under great, on awesome film quotes. Let me see. Maybe one that's a little bit more difficult. Let me see here. Just got to scroll down and see one. Ah, here's a good one. Many of you may have seen this, okay? We don't go see movies. It's too darn expensive nowadays. And I can't even tell you what the last movie I saw in a theater was. But it was a long, long, long time ago. Okay, so you might remember this. It's kind of funny here. Okay, for some Happy Hen Treats, actually, let me get back over here to the chat room and have somebody post in a winning caller number. Okay, Catherine put 12. I see a 12. I'll go right to the chat room, and there's 12. So, Catherine, we'll take caller number 12. Caller number 12. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and clear the switchboard to make it fair. 347-637-3237, if you know what movie this famous quote is from. Here we go. I'm just one stomach flu away from my goal weight. I'm just one stomach flu away from my goal weight. This movie was in 2006, so it's a little bit more frequent. 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I'm just one stomach flu away from my goal weight. 347-637-3237. This will be maybe a little bit more difficult. You may have to Google this one to try to find out. Google that quote to see what it comes from. That's fine. That's fair. You know, you're searching. And I wonder what Google and Yahoo think when all of a sudden every day for the last 4 years and 700-something episodes, every Friday or every day we get chicken searches on our Google from all these people. All righty, 347-637-3237. All you movie enthusiasts may know this by heart. I'm just one stomach flu away from my goal weight. What movie is that from? 2006 movie. Several people know this. And I think we said call number 12. And as the switchboard is lit up, we've got at least several more than 12 people. So let's head over to the phone lines to call number 12 and see what we got. Caller calling in from area code 251. 251, you're on the air. State your name. Tell us what state you're calling from.
It's Alex, Alabama.
Alex from Alabama. Thanks for tuning in over there in the neighboring state. And what movie quote do you think that was from? What movie?
I'm going to say Guardian.
It was not Guardian. Okay, but hey, good guess. Good guess. That was close. I'm just one stomach flew away from my goal weight. Good guess, though. I wouldn't have known this. My hands are going up, honesty. If I would have read that or heard that on a competition, I wouldn't have known it. Let's see. Let's go. That means we go to call number 13. Call number 13. From area code 609. 609, you're on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
It's Dragonfire, Andy.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, well, you're lucky number 13. Lucky number 13. Well, what movie was that from, girl?
Devil Wears Prada. And that was one that I did see.
Well, hey, it won you some Happy Hen Treats then for today. And you're up in Jersey. How you guys doing?
Us guys is doing fine.
I wish Walter would call in right now, and we'd have him say that too. And he does a lot better than I am, being up there from Connecticut. But very good. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope this makes your weekend a grand one. And we appreciate you being a longtime listener. Remember to send me that email. You know the drill. Don't even have to go through it. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net, and they'll get you those Happy Hen treats out as soon as possible. What was the answer, Renegade Chicken? It was Devil Wears Prada. Devil Wears Prada. I'm just one stomach flu away from hitting my goal weight. Alrighty, hang on just. Had to wet the whistle there for a minute. Alrighty, how fun was that? Okay, the next prize we've got coming up, speaking of goodies for our chickens, we've got some, coming from the same sponsor that's donating a chicken coop for our chicken coop contest that starts on this coming Monday, October 1st, this Monday, not one, but two chicken coop contests right here at Blackyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Let me tell you. Two chicken coops are giving away in 1 month, totally unprecedented, giving more chicken coops away than anybody on the planet, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. And we're going to have two chicken coops contest that start this coming Monday. I'll post all the details on Sunday. We'll start the contests on Monday. Going to have a lot of fun in October, let me tell you. We've got some chunky chicken caviar. Let's see where we're at here. From My Pet Chicken. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com. All righty. So we got some chunky chicken caviar coming up for the next contest here. And let me get back over here to the chat room. I sure do miss having two computers up at once, but I'm procrastinating, still waiting to set up my old original broadcast studio here at the homestead. Let me get over here to the chat room. y'all knew what I was going to ask, didn't you? Okay, everybody better get to the phone lines because... caller number 49, I see in the chat room. 49, caller number 49. We do have 50 available lines. Caller number 49, 347-637-3237. If you know, I know a lot of people will know this one, so I don't worry about getting up to caller number, 49 callers. Okay, here we go. Here's the movie quote. Also from a movie from 2000. Okay, this movie came out in 2000, very popular. Popular actress as well. Here's the quote. What makes you think you can just walk in there and find what we need? What makes you think you can just walk in there and find what we need? They're called boobs, Ed. That's the total quote. Okay, there you go. From a movie in 2000, okay? What makes you think you can just walk in there and find what we need? They're called boobs, Ed. Okay? 347-637-3237. Caller number 49 right now, if you know what movie this famous quote was from, right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. What makes you think you can just walk in there and find what we need? They're called boobs, Ed. Okay, 347-637-3237. Let me head right back over here to the chat room and see who who thinks. Okay, someone's saying, I love that movie. She's one of my heroes. And Carmen was like, boobs, I have those. So everybody call in. We're looking for 49. 347-637-3237. It may take a second to get up to 49 callers. Appreciate that in the chat room. So I'll just take a second and Midnight, you can call again if you have not won Chunky Chicken Caviar. If you have not won anything from MyPetChicken.com in the last 60 days, you're eligible to win. Call us back in if you just won some Happy Hen treats, but you have not won some Chunky Chicken Caviar. Call back in. Yep, caller 49, 347-637-3237. If you know what movie that famous quote's from. And while we got a second, while all the people call in on our phone bank of 50, I'll tell you about the coop contests. This will be the fourth month in a row we've given away a chicken coop. We normally, before 4 months ago, we'd give one about every other month. Every other month we give away a chicken coop, more than anybody else on the planet. And but we've been very blessed recently. The last 4 months, we've given away a chicken coop every month. But this October, starting this Monday, we'll have two chicken coops that have been given to us to give away. One chicken coop from mypetchicken.com. And actually, with them, if you win that particular contest, you'll be able to choose between three different coops. You can choose from the salt box that's found on their website, the four square, or the bungalow. All three are found on the website there, mypetchicken.com. Just go to their website, click on over to the left, wooden chicken coops, and then you'll see them, the salt box, the four square, and the bungalow. So if you win that contest, you can choose whichever one of those three would meet your needs best. And that's from mypetchicken.com. We're also giving away in the month of October a Snaplock chicken coop from Snaplock Chicken Coops with an S.com. Snaplock Chicken Coops with an S.com. You can go to their website and see videos of their coop. It's a brand new on the market, made in the USA, plastic hen house for about three large fowl chickens. So maybe five bantams. And but we're giving away two chicken coops. Those contests will start. This coming up Monday. So yeah, very good. Let's see. Got Midnights. I'm calling from two phones trying to win. Oh my goodness. Let's see what else is going on. Yep, thanks for posting in the link in there, Linda, for snaplockchickencoops.com. You can go and take a look at that coop, and of course, mypetchicken.com. Okay, I got to make a little funny remark in the chat room here. Okay, I had to. Okay, I'm waiting for the slap, waiting for the punch, waiting for the slap, waiting for the punch. There it goes. waiting for the slap, waiting for the punch. There it is, slappity slap. thank you, ma'am. May I have another? So very... Oh my goodness! I love messing with Carmen, also known as Sweet Potato, in the chat room. Okay, let's see if we're up to 49. We do have a lot of callers. My goodness, now, and it's not often, but let me scroll down the call list, and we'll see who knows what this movie is from. Takes a little while to scroll down all these calls. Going to the phone lines right now. Caller number 49. Shoosh. Caller number 49 calling in from area code. Now don't hang up because they may get it wrong. 510. 510. You're on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please. 510-938. Area code 510-938. Yeah, I don't hear anything from anybody. And I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Nobody can hear you on the air. So I'm going to have to put you back on hold. And let's go to the next caller. Area code 251. Area code 251, you're on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Okay, this is Alex from Alabama.
Alex calling back again. Lucky you. Caller number 49. And let's see if we've got – let me get back over here. Okay, I got the movie here. And what movie do you think that quote was from, my friend?
Aaron Brockovich.
Let me see if that happens to be the same answer we have. Absolutely, 100%. You are correct. So send me over an email, caller number 50. So you're in that 50 bank. Went from caller number 49. I couldn't talk to him. I didn't hear him. I don't know if anybody else in the chat room heard him. I didn't hear him. And then, so congratulations. Send me over that email, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net. chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net. No, that was Midnight. She said that her battery was low and she got hung up on or something. So her battery was low. So, that's so close. Hang on just a second. Gotta love the chat room on Fridays. You just never know what's going to occur in the chat room. So, hey, congratulations. Now that you've won a couple of prizes over there from Alabama, right next door here to us. So, congratulations. All righty, continuing on, more prizes. Let's do, this is a very popular item, a $15. There you go. Hey, somebody's actually sending in some trivia. So we can go ahead and go with this one. This one will be good. I can't confirm this. We're going to use it. I'm going to take her word for it. She seems to be reliable. So we've got, she just sent me in some a quote from a movie. And so let's see. Okay, caller number 3, which means fast fingers. So this is what this means. I am going to read the question or read the quote, and then I'm going to immediately go to the switchboard and hang up on everybody. Okay? So just to make it fair, especially since we're looking at caller number 3, we're going to have fast fingers. So as soon as I'm done reading the quote, I'll immediately go over and hang up on everybody that's in the queue. And if you're listening live, I apologize. You can call back in. Just want to make it fair for everybody since we're, fast fingers here, caller number 3, the other extreme. So here's the quote. Oh, and the prize. $15 gift certificate to Brensey. Everybody loves this prize. They love their products, whether you want to apply it towards an incubator or a candler or one of the EcoGlow brooder heaters, whatever the case may be. You can apply that $15 gift certificate over at Brensey.com.
When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensey.com. Brensey spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensey.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg candlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensey, technology you can trust.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today. A $15 gift certificate to Brensey. Like I said, I'm going to read the quote, and if you tell me what movie, I'm going to go right over to the switchboard, hang up on everybody to make it fair because we're going to be taking call number 3. Okay, here we go. Here's the quote. Now, if you two don't mind, I'm going to bed before either of you come up with another clever idea to get us killed or worse, expelled. Here we go. Now, if you two don't mind, I'm going to bed before either of you come up with another clever idea to get us killed or worse, expelled. I'll read it one more time, and then I'm going to clear the switchboard. Bam, 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 bam. Okay, call in right now, 347-637-3237. Here's the quote. Now, if you two don't mind, I'm going to bed before either of you come up with another clever idea to get us killed or worse, expelled. 347-637-3237. Call number 3. Hurry, 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 hurry. Call number 3. I will tell you that I have not seen a single one of these movies. God's honest truth. I know that it's millions and billions of fans. I have not seen one. So I wouldn't have known that. Maybe I could have guessed, maybe with the theme of the quote. So I haven't seen a single one. Just like I have not seen a single one of the, what are they? The vampire movies with the girl and the two dudes. And I think just recently in the news I saw that she cheated on her husband or her boyfriend or something with a producer. Anyway, yeah, there it is, Twilight, that's what it is. Hadn't seen a single one of those. God's honest truth. Don't have any – oh, let me just share this with you while we're waiting for caller number three, which I'm sure has already been there and done that, is that it's just nope, hadn't seen one. Let me tell you, it's so interesting. I tell you, I just made that comment and it reminded me. I said, nope, hadn't seen a single Twilight episode, hadn't seen a single movie that this quote relates to, hadn't seen it, not a single one. Okay. Now, some people out there would automatically assume that I'm hating on them because I just made a quote I hadn't seen. You know, and let me tell you kind of how that would work. Last night when I posted that Chickens in the News on my Facebook page about the chickens, the study about hens prefer secluded dark nesting boxes. Remember that? Okay, so you can go see it on my Facebook page. I put, breaking news, hens prefer secluded nesting boxes. And then I put in parentheses, I'm still not hanging curtains on my nesting boxes, LOL, laughing out loud. Okay, and so in parentheses, I post the study, and then I put, I'm still not hanging curtains on my nesting boxes, LOL, laughing out loud, you know, parentheses. Okay, that's it. Did it say that I hate you if you do? I don't like you if you do? You're weird if you do? You're stupid if you do? No, I didn't post any of that. I just put, regardless of what the study says, I am still not hanging curtains on my nesting boxes. You know, giggle, giggle. Okay? And then someone has the nerve to post. I guess this has to do with, you know, posting and not being able to hear their tone and things like that. Someone put, let's see. I did it more because I was bored and that I had some extra fabric. Don't judge. Okay, so because I said that I'm not hanging curtains on my nesting boxes, for some reason, somehow, at least one person took that as I'm judging everybody that does. Okay, so here, let's see how much judging I can do in the next couple of minutes. I don't eat Cheerios. There's a statement. I don't eat Cheerios. Okay, so I guess all of you who eat Cheerios, I hate you. I'm judging you. You're an idiot. You're crazy. You're wasting your time. You're eating GMO. You're making yourself sick. I'm judging you. I don't get it. It's all of a sudden stating your opinion or making a personal statement about what you do or don't do, all of a sudden has turned in, I guess, into this, into media like Facebook and Twitter. All of a sudden, you turn into the almighty evil judger. I'm judging you because I quote what I do or don't do. Okay? So, uh-oh, I'm hating on your favorite breakfast food. Okay? Just one of those things. That's the first thing that came to my mind, okay? There you go. Yep, Renegade Chicken says, Andy hates me because I eat Cheerios. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let me think of another one here. Because I was going to make a whole list of these things to kind of prove my point. So let me think here. This is a good one. We don't own a television. Very simple statement, factual information. We don't own a television. So some people would let me go ahead and get my judging translator here. Mr. Judging Translator, what does that translate to? We don't own a television, period. Okay, my special translator here says that means if you own a television, you suck. If you own a television, you're brain dead. If you own a television, you're an idiot. If you own television, then you have no idea what you're doing. You know, that's the kind of stuff. You know, and I've seen that more and more on Facebook and Twitter than really anywhere else. If I make a comment or a statement or a factual statement or just say that, hey, you know, whatever it may be, you know, we choose not to give Caleb juice because we feel it's, you know, maybe it's just that we choose not to give Caleb juice. Okay. Oh, you're hating. I give, you know, so, well, I give my kid Juicy Juice for the last 8 years, and he seems to be fine. Did I pin you out? Did I? Yes, I'm going to hire a judging translator, And so whenever I make a statement, I will see what that translates to from my judging translator. Okay? That's crazy. You can't post anything without people all of a sudden saying you're judging. Holy cow. And then are they judging me because I may be judging? Okay. Yeah, go-go juice with a Coke chaser. East Dallas Dave and his honey boo-boo jokes. Gotta love it. Yeah, give him a Coke in the baby bottle. So, anywho, okay. My goodness gracious. I have a judging translator now. And then you're judging me for judging you. Though I'm not. Just making a statement. I don't eat Cheerios. So my judging translator states that that means that everybody who eats Cheerios is a bad person. Oh, jeez. Okay. Let's go to call number 3. What's that judging translator? Yes, I hate call number 4 because we're going to call number 3. That's exactly what that means, judging translator. Thank you very much for that. We are going to caller number 3 because I hate caller number 4. People. Okay, let me get over here to the studio. Okay. All righty. Calling in from 610-610. You're live on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
This is Sarah Sweatman, and I'm calling from Unionville, Pennsylvania.
Sarah from Pennsylvania.
You
all
got
right.
It.
So what? Okay, let me get back over here to the chat because this was a listener submitted. So what movie? And I'll read it again. Now, if you two don't mind, I'm going to bed before either of you come up with another clever idea to get us killed or worse, expelled. What movie would that be from?
Harry Potter.
We will take Harry Potter. Someone else said hang on just a second. To be more specific, but I'm just going to take that because I haven't seen a single one of them. They said Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone is the specific answer, but I guess it's maybe movie 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 since I've never seen it. But I think we're going to take
that.
I
didn't know that it was Sorcerer's Stone.
Okay, that's fine. We'll go ahead and take that. So $15 gift certificate. Okay, it was the first movie, I guess, apparently. So they're saying in the chat room, but we're going to go ahead and give it to you. Jessica said that she's obsessed with Harry Potter. That's why.
I actually have an incubator on hold that brings to you right now for me. So.
Oh, really?
Yep, we're ready.
Perfect. Awesome. So a $15 gift certificate. I'm sure if it's on hold, they may apply that for you and save you a little bit of money. So awesome. And if not, you can beg them and say, please, 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 the Chicken Whisperer said that you would apply this for me. Please, please, please.
Please.
Absolutely. So, thank you very much for participating and tuning in today. And we appreciate you being a listener up there in Pennsylvania. So thank you. Thank you very much. So, all righty. No, the answer wasn't Twilight. It was Harry Potter. So I guess I'm being judgmental against Twilight. So gotta love it. Hey, let's give away some more prizes. Let me see what I've got over here from McMurray Hatchery. Let me see what we've got from McMurray Hatchery. And we'll give away a prize from McMurray. Cool prize. Thanks for having fun. It's a fun Friday. No real educational learning today. Just a day, Friday, lay back, have fun. And chill out, give away some prizes. So let me see what prize we have here from. There it is. Fun Friday prizes, McMurray Hatchery. Scroll down here. What is it? The 28th? There we go. Okay, cool. I hadn't given one of these away in a while. Let me go ahead and copy and paste this. I wouldn't mind having one of these, actually. Maybe I'll call in and try to win this next prize. Hang on just a second. There we go. Interesting email I just received. So, okay, hang on. Ah, come on. Okay, as far as if you're listening live, so far the emails I've received from today's winners, remember, if I do not receive an email from you, you will not get your prize. I have received emails with information from, both Happy Hen Treats winners. So I have not received anything from the Chunky Chicken Caviar winner. If you won the Chunky Chicken Caviar from MyPetChicken.com, hadn't heard anything from you yet. And also Brincy, she just won, so we're waiting on that as well. So we'll wait for her to get us the member. Chicken Whisper at ChickenWhisper.net. Put the prize you won in the subject line. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. And so I think we may have had two winners from Alabama, didn't we? Or did he call in and then get one wrong? I don't remember. But I just let you know, if you've won a prize today, to get your prize, I've got to hear from you, or you won't receive it. And the sooner the better, so I can get those taken care of. Chicken Whisper at chickenwhisper.net. Prize in the subject line, and the name, shipping address, phone number, and email, and the email itself. So let me get back over to the chat room, and here is the prize that we're giving away next from McMurray Hatchery. McMurray Hatchery, the famous for their McMurray Hatchery catalog. Who doesn't love that? It is a collector's cap, a nice embroidered collector's cap with the McMurray logo there right on the front. Very cool. Wouldn't mind having one of those myself as much as I wear hats. So that would be nice to have. And again, the next prize is from our good friends over at McMurray Hatchery.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
All righty. So, again, just want to tell everybody thank you so much for tuning in today. We're having a great time, and lots of prizes are given away. Lots of folks, maybe first-time listeners, we thank you for tuning in. We have some guests that are tuning in. Guests, we would love for you to register and then join us in the chat room as always. So we've got an awesome custom embroidered cap from McMurrayHatchery.com. Let me get over here, and we'll see what funny and awesome movie quote that I can have here. I saw a couple of earlier that I really liked. So let me see if I can go find some others here. So give me just a second. Okay, here's a good one. And this is something that y'all, again, could Google, because it was a very popular quote, even though you may not know it from in your brain memory what movie it comes from. All righty. Let me get back over to the chat room, and we'll see what caller number I first see in the chat room. 15, okay. Caller number 15 is what I see in the chat room. Caller number 15, 347-637-3237. If you have know what movie this famous quote came from, here we go. What we've got here is a failure to communicate. Okay? This was a WAV file that's gone crazy all over the place. So let me see if it's got a... Yeah, it's probably going to mess up my computer. What we've got here is a failure...
Failure to communicate.
Okay, I don't know if you can hear that. Let me try to get near the speaker here.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
All righty. It doesn't get any better than that. As far as famous movie quotes, what movie is that quote from? 347-637-3237. And I believe we said caller number 15. Caller number 15. 347-637-3237. Caller number 15. This awesome McMurray Hatchery embroidered hat, famous for their awesome McMurray Hatchery catalog. Everybody loves their catalog. Isn't that the most awesome thing? So 347-637-3237. Okay. So again, thank you very much for tuning in today. Hey, remember, Monday through Thursday, we're all about education here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We got special guests every Monday, Peter Brown, the Chicken Doctor. Tuesday is really a kind of a mixed bag. We hope this Tuesday we'll have a bee specialist on to talk about how to get started raising bees in our backyard. Okay. we've got a Wednesday, a couple of great shows, Garden Wise Living with Arlena. Thursday, either Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Backhoe Magazine, or a poultry scientist, Dr. McRae. And every Friday, we give away some fun prizes from our sponsors, so you can tune in and try to tune in here. So, yep, so I just going down the kind of the list of famous movie quotes that I found online, and thought we'd have some fun today with movie quotes as well. And so let me call number 15. Let me get over here to the switchboard, and lots of people know what movie this is from. I've heard the quote about a billion times, and it's been used in other types of circumstances, but I don't guess I've ever seen the movie myself. Call number 15. From area code 248. Call number 248. You're live on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, Andy. It's New Dawn Farm Girl.
New Dawn Farm Girl.
I'm in Michigan.
Michigan, awesome. And what movie would this be from originally?
Cool Hand Luke.
Of course, I didn't know that, but apparently that is correct. Alrighty, good. Did you happen to know that? Have you seen the movie before?
Yes, I have.
Cool. Alrighty, well, thank you very much. I had not. Don't even know what it's all about. So congratulations, and you've won that awesome, hey, you're going to love it, McMurray Hatchery Custom Embroidered Hat. In fact, BYC said that he's had one, BYP in the chat room said he's had one for a long time. He loves to wear it all around, working in the yard, taking care of the chickens, and so very cool. So congratulations. Send me over that email, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Pat is, I'm sure, working in the pharmacy. She joined us, I think it was on, was it Monday that Pat joined us? It was great to have her on, and she is working away in the pharmacy. She's been traveling a good bit lately. I know she's working on at least three books right now. She's close to getting one finished and possibly reviewed and edited and released, so that'll be great. Always looking forward to any more books from Pat to actually come out, so looking forward to that as well. Okay, let me brainstorm here for just a second and see what other prizes we've got here on the list. We'll probably do one more prize and then call it a good old fun Friday day, I'm guessing. So let's see here what we got here. Let's do a let's do a $15 gift certificate to, well, we may do two more prizes. $15 gift certificate to, let's do this one, critter-cages.com. I was over at their website the other day looking at stuff, and when you first go to their website, you might think that you have to apply that $15 gift certificate to a big coop or a hutch that's, you know, $179, $129, $80, but that's just not the case. They have a lot of product there that they carry at critter-cages.com that is not. They've got some like treat balls. They've got some treat hangers. They've got all sorts of stuff. And for cats and dogs and chickens and goats and guinea pigs and all kinds of things. So I don't want you to think that just because you go to the front page of critter-cages.com and you think, oh, $15 is great, but I've got to spend $200. That's not the case. You can utilize this coupon. They've got plenty of items, all kinds of pet-related items, very affordable, that would make this $15 coupon worth your while. And so we've got that. And that is, of course, our next prize from critter-cages.com.
Critter-cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Okay, let's see if we can get one more. See if we can get one more that maybe that everyone possibly something that'll be good. We've already done that one on one of the previous shows. Okay, this is for all the ladies, since we have a 70 to 74% lady listenership, and we one of the perks of my job. Gotta love it. So this one will be out for all the ladies out there. This awesome movie quote. So again, you know the drill. Let me get back over here to the chat room. 22. Caller number 22. Caller number 22. Caller number 22. 347-637-3237. Okay, here is the call number 22. Here's the quote. Where'd it go? Ah, here we go. For the ladies out there, here's the movie quote. Tell me what movie it came from. Call number 22. You're not too smart, are you? I like that in a man. Okay? Some of you may have seen this movie. Some of you may remember it. I've never seen it. You're not too smart, are you? I like that in a man. 347-637-3237. You're not too smart, are you? I like that in a man. There you go. So give us a call right now. I'm looking for caller number 22, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Give us a call. And we'll see who's going to win the last prize of the day here on Fun Friday on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And, hey, I want to let you know, I hope you all have an absolutely fabulous weekend. Hope you have a blessed weekend. Hope you get lots done with family and friends. Lots fun on your homestead and at your home, inside and outside. And don't forget, on Sunday, I'll be posting all the details, actually, on both of the chicken coop contests. Okay? Chicken coop contest. We've got not one, but two. We're going to be starting in October, starting October the 1st. And this is coming Monday, and so it's going to be fun. In fact, I can tell you, which I've told you already before, that one of the contests is going to be a password collection contest. Okay? So every weekday, Monday through Friday, I will announce a secret password on the radio show. Now, don't fret if you can't listen live. You can listen to the archive and get the secret password. I'll be posting the password on Facebook, and it'll also actually be to get all that done. So just I'll be doing all of that on Monday. So tune in. Already call number 22. We got a $15 gift certificate to critter-cages.com. Let's get over here to the switchboard. Lots of people obviously know this. Wow, how about that? Area code 715. You're on the air. 715. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Holly Smith from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin. Holly up in Wisconsin. Awesome. And what movie would that quote be from?
Would it be Body Heat?
Let me see if it would be Body Heat. I think from 1981.
Yay.
Yay. All righty. Congratulations.
Thank
awesome.
You.
You're very welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Now, $15 gift certificate. Now, again, I don't want you to feel like you have to go buy a $900 coupe with that over at critter-cages.com. I've visited their website many a times. They have a lot of cool items that you can apply that to. Anything on their website, $15 gift certificate. So go ahead and just give me a... give me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, and name, shipping address, phone number, and email, especially for this one. I think they may email the gift certificate out. So, again, name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Type your email below your phone number when you send that to me and put Critter Cages gift certificate in the subject line. Critter Cages gift certificate in the subject line. So awesome, awesome, awesome. They so very good. So thank you so much. We hope you have an absolutely fabulous weekend. We thank you for tuning in today. Congratulations to all the winners all around the country. Congratulations to you. Remember to send me those emails to claim your prize. If I don't hear from you, you're not going to win that prize whatsoever. You won't just you'll just never get it. So you've got to send me that information to claim your prize. We hope you have an awesome weekend. Remember, great things coming up on Monday. Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown, and we'll officially start not one but two chicken coop contests for all of our wonderful fans. So tune in. Have a great weekend, everybody. We love you, and we'll see you on Monday right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Thank you.